Now will you notice, verse 2, by this know ye the Spirit of God. Now, how are we to distinguish? Now here is the way. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Now, this is where it all begins. It began in Bethlehem, you see. He was born in Bethlehem, and it began there. It's the incarnation is where we begin, because Calvary and the garden tomb are meaningless unless he's who he claimed to be, unless he is the God-man. And so today, the way that you can determine the false one, he'll deny the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. But that doesn't mean they don't talk nice about him. They talk about what a remarkable youth that he was, and that he was a child that was born into the world, and he was superior. They talk about the fact he was a religious genius, and that he was just intoxicated with God. And he probably had a greater knowledge of God, and he may have had something a little superior to someone else. He was a superstar, you know. They can say a lot of nice things about him, you see. But was he God manifested in the flesh? John says the Word. And who was the Word? Why, he's God. And he created all things. And he became flesh. Where? Yonder Bethlehem, at the incarnation. Jesus came in that. One of the early heresies, and John is meeting this head on. Gnosticism said that, one branch of it, that Christ came upon Jesus at his baptism and left him at Calvary. Well, may I say to you that that's not what the Word of God teaches. The Word of God says that that babe in Bethlehem was more than a remarkable baby. And that his death upon the cross was not an ordinary death. And that when he rose from the dead, he rose bodily from the dead. He was delivered for our offenses, raised for our justification. And it was, as Isaiah had said, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Now the child is born. The son is given. You see, he came out of eternity, the Ancient of Days. But the child, his humanity, was conceived in the virgin's womb. And he came forth yonder in Bethlehem. And they came, a few shepherds and wise men came to worship him. He was more than just a precocious child. He was the precious Prince of Peace, who made peace by the blood of his cross, and someday shall bring peace to this war-weary world that we are living in. And the important thing for us to note here is that this is the mark. This is the way that you tell, by this know ye the Spirit of God. Let's find out what they believe about Jesus Christ. That's important, very important.